Some 200 years ago, AO24 was a prideful nation. Nations, as some of you may know from recent news stories and grandstanding, were areas of land that were claimed by individual groups. They came out of collective requirements of trade and the defense of that trade, and became nothing but a committee for managing the common affairs of the whole class of traders. Those with power took more of it, bulwarked it with treaties and proclamations. They said, variously, that they represented others, or that they had their people's best interests in mind. They said that they safeguarded resources, like the massive gold mine that rests just south of us, when really, they hoarded them. In the 2 centuries since, much has changed. The wars that raged from the years 79,850 to 80,000 claimed many lives, petering out not because of armistice, but because the very people who fought them, alongside the people who worked to provide tools with which they were fought, and many other fellow travelers, succeeded in dismantling not just the war effort, but the idea of the nation itself. The impact of industrial technologies, like the harvester that we sit in right now, impacted the global environment such that the once landlocked area called AO24 now has beachfront property. Those same gold mines, now objects of interest once more, have been buried under generations of military and mechanical waste. The farmlands south past the mines, that once provided sustenance in the forms of unique fruits like orange-sized grapes that grew on trees, have been converted, largely, to mech parts farms. These conversions have accompanied talk of reconstituting the nation, of making AO24 into a nation once more, of returning to that endless state of entitled embattlement, of a world ruled by the vagaries of the chaplain's game. The last 2 centuries have not all been negative. The conversion of mechs to agricultural products has cut significantly down on waste and introduced, at least for now, some diversity to farming practices that have for too long been reliant on single-crop farms, depleting the soil. The descendants of those who ended the wars have continued, mostly successfully, to resist the fascist urge of the new AO24 nationalists. And above all, we have been the epicenter of a democratized communications platform, with private industry like YouTube allowing anyone, even the youngest among us, to have our voices heard by great masses of people. Of course, it is from and through those very industries that the calls for national reconstitution come and are amplified. Our time is up. Before we next meet, I'll expect you to have read for our module on the discovery of interstellar travel, the widespread phenomenon of rogue planets, and the phenomenon of purely localized biospheres. In the interim, have fun on the beach and wash the concrete. Class dismissed. Welcome back. We're playing Island of Meter games again. How y'all doing?
I said it couldn't be done.
We're back with the most in-demand characters of the whole first season. You know, that season that was just a bunch of one-shots that had no GMs or any storytelling stuff aside from that we're turning into a coherent big air quotes world that we're setting some stories in. So y'all wanna just introduce yourselves and tell us who you'd be playing in this game of Rude Detectives?
No.
That's right, I will be playing by myself.
I can go first. I will be playing Till. Till was a who was Till? Till was a soldier turned giant grape farmer using old mech parts from wars long ago. And after Till passed away, their consciousness went into an echo drive and was found later by a group of young children who were in influencer school.
In the year boobs. So technically it was 6969 boobs, so that's why I said the year was 80,085, because calculate it. Anyway, yeah.
Yes.
There's a lot of fucking dumbass lore that's happening in the background, and sorry, but that's what I'm doing. This is what I want to do, and people want to do it with me.
At this point, the Echo Drive is degrading. It's been so many years on, and Pill is experiencing some effects of aging in some surprising ways due to the Echo Drive degrading. Mm-hmm. And that's about, I think that's all people need to know.
Yeah, just so, I guess, before we introduce the detectives, are y'all cool being, like, 14-ish in this? Do you want to be a little older, a little younger? How old do you want these detectives to be?
14 sounds good to me. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, that seems reasonable.
Okay, so that would put us in the year 80,095.
Okay. All right. Important. Don't know what to do with that information, but here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. It is no longer boobs, is what I'm saying. It is...
Is it bops now?
No, it's 80,095, so I don't know what a 9 looks like.
Boops. <It's not an alien. laughs>
All right, Cry Twins, who's up?
I could go. My name is Roger Cry.
You're 14 and a half.
I'm 14 and a half. My favorite color is green. I have blonde hair, and I love flying drones through, like, the obstacle courses. I'm, like, really good at it. It's kind of my hobby. And I also love solving mysteries.
It feels like something from, like, a kid detective book. You know, like, I have my hobbies, and one of those includes solving crime and mysteries.
My free time, when I'm not flying the little thing through the circles.
All right. I will be playing as Marvin, a.k.a. Second Fiddle Cry. I am not as confident as my twin brother, Roger. I'm also blonde, in case anybody was wondering. Not fraternal twins, identical twins here. Sorry, taking some editorial, editorializing things a bit. But I'm kind of a little bit more, I tend to like to keep to myself, read books, and I'm much more of an observer than my brother.
Okay.
And I'm 14 and a half.
Okay. That's it. That's good to know, I think.
In case anyone was wondering.
Well, because it was established in the Echo game that Roger was born first. So I'm glad that Marvin is really taking up that, like, no, I am also 14 and a half. We're not, you're not older than me because you were out, like, 3 seconds before me.
You got the head start.
But we're 14 now, damn it. We're adults.
Yeah, exactly. We need to take this seriously. We've got a mission. We've got a mystery to solve. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I like these descriptions because we're going to be playing Rude Detectives, where the stats are Rude and Detective, and I think I might know who's Rude and who's Detective. Do we all want to bring up the game and read through it real quick?
Sorry, do the Cry Twins operate a detective YouTube channel?
Yeah, are y'all still influencers, or did you let that, like, slide when you...
We have a different passion now.
Like, if your YouTube channel was you solving crimes?
Oh my god.
Yes.
Or solving cases?
Was. Oh my god.
Yeah, it still is. It's still up and running. We have,
we've taken 15 million followers. We've solved 0 of them. So, you know, our isn't fantastic, but you know, we're learning. We're having fun.
Dedicated 10 million.
FOIA requests. We're just like really, really in there.
Dedicated 10 million followers, regardless of never having solved a crime.
They really believe in us, in our power together. Twin power.
You're so accessible.
Yeah. Also, half of them came over because John Luca recommended you, like, one day, and then they would never have looked at your videos.
I feel like the Cry Twins would be a great logo. So.
Definitely.
All right, let's read this game. Rude Detectives, a hack by Emma at Dumpling Squid of Lasers and Feelings by John Harper, inspired by Rude Detectives and Her Interactive's Nancy Drew games. You are all members of a mystery-solving club for teens. As a group, decide on a name for the club and how it was formed. What's your YouTube channel called, I think, is what this is asking.
Two twins, a ghost, and a detective club.
I'll do that. That one. I feel like the Cry Twins, right? Like, it can't...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty snappy.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Pill gets no credit.
What else is new?
All right, players, create characters. We've done some of this. One, name your teen detective and decide on a look for them. Everyone's got, I guess we didn't really, we just sort of alluded to Ricky's look, but do we want to talk about what Pill looks like these days?
Yeah, I think, I guess we never really talked about what Pill looks like anyways.
Yeah, in the Echo game you said that they looked like old, but in the way that all adults look old to kids.
It's a very good, I don't want to come up with something wrong. I did answer.
Yep. A lot of that.
I think Pill looks the same. I think Pill is in, like, what sort of looks like a... Because being uploaded to the Echo Drive is kind of that bygone era, that bygone nation's ceremonial custom for people who had fought, I guess. So Pill is in some sort of, like, all-white ceremonial garb, almost like Marlon Brando in the first Superman movie.
Hmm.
Maybe that's just what Pill looks like.
Yeah.
Brando Super.
Yeah, please.
Oh, wow.
Weird.
I don't remember it looking like an old man and wrapped in plaster and tinfoil so much.
Or like a knit sweater. I don't like sweater with.
Knit sweater is pretty good. I'm trying to find it good.
These are, this is some powerful photos.
So this is actually just a an image of, like, the action figure, but it's the fullest picture of the outfit I could find. But without the Superman emblem, obviously.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's like a long, like, robe almost, or like cape?
Yeah.
Like robe-like cape?
Like
it's more of a robe.
Yeah.
More of a robe.
With, like, a shirt underneath it and then, like, pants.
But, like...
With a collar. Good collar on that. Good turtleneck action going on.
I like the collar. I like the robe. But, like... Like the imaging, so when you have the Echo Drive before, it would pop up like a little hologram of myself. That's degrading so much that there's like digital artifacts, you know, kind of around the face that kind of mimic an old man beard in a way.
Mm.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And I guess, yeah, we'll get into it more in play, but it seems like we are, there is still the hologram version of Pill, but Pill may be involved in being placed inside of other mechanical things to be able to move around on their own and see on their own.
Yeah.
Cool. So, choose a backstory from the list or create your own. The list is following in an adult's footsteps, insatiable curiosity, wealthy and bored, personally wronged by a crime, always stumbles into mysteries, or determined to help. Do any of those speak to any of y'all, or do you want to just kind of, I mean, we kind of already have a backstory, which is an episode of a podcast.
Well, also, I think that our backstory is that we are interested in increasing our sphere of influence on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for the next big case to solve, right? Something that will get us, you know, a few more thousand likes, a few more thousand subscribers, maybe, you know, actually solve, clear one case at least. We're looking for the one crackable case by two 14-year-old girls on hologram.
Yeah. Hey,
we'll find it.
All we need is one, Marvin.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, I need to be the downer in this situation, but
we don't really know what happens after you crack a case, but we're gonna find out, god damn it.
We might end up in over our heads.
This almost makes it feel like a cyberpunk story, but the power we're trying, or like the influence we're trying to gain, is literal like YouTube influence.
Okay.
Yes. Maybe we'll grow up to be an evil cyberpunk syndicate, you know, until then. We just want to beat
that. Ooh. No, yeah, the Cry Twins does sound like both a very good teen detective's name and a very good megacorp, like, with it run by an AI that, like, you have to hack at the end and, like, destroy.
I mean, our mentor is this Marvin Brando motherfucker.
Cry Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Cry Twins LLC. Like
we're on our way.
Is Pill the adult's footsteps we're following?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think so, because Pill had no interest in solving cases as far as I know.
And Pill didn't really want to have to hang out with y'all for the rest of the day.
And holograms can't make footsteps.
Yep. Such a good point. Yeah, Pill was last able to make a footstep about 200 years ago, so...
I don't know, he's going to be in a poochie pretty soon, so he'll be able to make his own steps.
Cry Incorporated really does seem like a very heavy-handed villain, and
yeah.
I kind of like it a lot.
All right, this one.
The one I like is Insatiable.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
I like Insatiable Curiosity for myself.
Okay. So now we're getting into the stuff that has mechanical repercussions. So, choose a talent from the list or create your own. The talents are handy, well-connected, empathetic, strong, a good liar, or a walking encyclopedia. And again, if you want to just make something up, feel free.
How do these impact play? Like the backstory and the talents, do we know?
The backstory doesn't mechanically, obviously interacts. It affects because we're telling a story that mechanics influence. The talent specifically, you get an extra die if you're doing something, if you're doing a challenge that relates to your talent. So it is a pretty crucial thing.
I feel like Pill should maybe take walking encyclopedia, like being like connected to the cyberverse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe makes it where I can like access info in that way.
I like this development of Pill, like over the last decade, like because Pill had no idea what YouTube was in the Echo game, and now Pill is just like living YouTube, just can pull up like a makeup tutorial at a moment's notice. Like.
Well, and maybe, you know, maybe that speaks to the ways that technology has, like, quickly progressed in, like, a capitalist way or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, everyone has access to everything to a certain degree. And since I'm basically a computer.
Yeah, it's like...
And y'all poke me into shit a bunch.
Yeah, it's like how, you know, it's how much the stock market changed once, like, or like, yeah, once you could do like billions of transactions a second with a computer, and then it just becomes like about getting closer to like literally physically closer to the like stock exchange to save a billionth of a second. Like everyone could just go on YouTube and pull up the stuff you can pull up, but you can just sort of like plow through it instantaneously because you are also data in some way.
Exactly. That's kind of what I'm going for. Yeah.
Cool.
I think that, you know, I was going to say that my talent would be being observant. So, like, somebody who can go into a crime scene or, like, you know, just take stock of things, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Like, so is that about having, like, specifically, like, keen eyes or, like, is it, like, just that Marvin is particularly like calm under pressure? I feel like being observant is good, but it's like pretty broad.
Sure, sure. I think a keen eye, I think, is more
okay.
What I was going for.
Okay, yeah, and I like that because that could mean like I could see how that would apply in a fight or in a like clue yes. gathering situation, but not
yes.
But it wouldn't be for everything.
Right. For sure. Yeah.
Cool.
I meant more in terms of because, like, it's, you know, a little bit more reserved, a little bit more in the background. Mm-hmm. Somebody who just notices connections or, like, things that are, like, out of place. That was a little bit more quick to look at things wouldn't necessarily pick up on.
Right. Yeah.
And cool. I think mine is probably handy. Roger, I think, is, like, pretty into, like, I don't know, like, physics and, like, trying different things out, like, things that have, like, I don't know, chain reactions or something. I think I have, like, a really, like, when I think about us solving crimes, I think about it happening, like, very elaborately and, like, very, like, what's that? Is it called, like, a Ruth Goldberg machine?
Yeah.
Rube. I don't know, just, like, maybe sort of, like, a Home Alone sort of thing. Just, like, yes. And it's, like, it's related to my drones. I just, like, feel like I have a good, as, you know, a young teen, I have a good mind for physics and, like, how things are going to land and stuff. And, like, I'm also very curious. So I'm, like, if something doesn't work, I want to, like, keep trying. I'm very persistent. So I think that's my skill.
Hell yeah. I like that this is going to make no sense, but... Roger is, like, reminding me now of, like, if Poppy Smith was in the Scooby Gang, which I love. Syl's character from the second game of the first season, who everyone wanted to fuck.
Oh my god.
Obviously not that part. And then finally, choose your number between 2 and 5. A high number means you are better at rude, which can mean antagonizing a suspect into revealing something, standing your ground, searching someone's belongings in front of them. And a low number means you are better at detectives, or a detective, like finding clues, using logic, searching someone's belongings in secret. I got some inklings about where y'all gonna land. Actually, I don't know about Pill at all. Very curious if Pill is more rude or detective. But anyone got an inclination what number they want?
I'm going to take a 2. You know, nice middle of the road. Not too intense. But, you know.
2 is the most detective you can be.
Between 2 and 5. Okay, gotcha. Then I'll take 3.
Okay.
3, you said?
Why 1, 2 to 5? Sorry, I'm sorry. why not 1?
So let's skip ahead very quickly. Rolling the dice. When you do something risky, search for clues or interrogate someone, roll 1d6 to find out how it goes, and then there's some modifiers. Roll your dice and compare each die result to your number. So basically, you can't do a 1 or a 6 because that would mean you couldn't possibly succeed at certain rolls.
I see.
So because if you're doing something that's rude and you roll, you want to roll under the number that you chose. So if you chose a 3 and did a rude action, you would have to roll a 1 or a 2 to succeed. But if you chose a 3 and did a detective action, you could roll a 4, 5, or 6 and succeed.
I see. Gotcha.
It's a little abstract. And it's, yeah, I've had to listen to multiple people play through these things to get it. But I think once we actually do a roll at some point, it'll click.
Makes sense. Yeah, sure.
Did that clarify anything at all?
That answers my question, and I stick to a 3.
Okay, cool.
Then I'll do 4.
4? Okay. No one's going full rude or full detective. These complex characters with...
Middle of the road, baby.
Not left, not right, but forward. I'm kind of debating what my character should be because part of me feels like I should be all the way detective, but then part of me feels like it would be fun to be all the way rude, even though I'm a hologram.
I feel like, yeah, it's interesting because my inclination was that Pill would go all the way rude just because of how Pill interacted with the kids in the previous one. But like, that's a decade ago at this point. You know these kids much better. You are probably much more like used to living as a hologram than you were when you spent 2 centuries like in functionally cryosleep only to wake up to fuck it. What's John Lucas' thing?
Wait a second. The only reason I'm not going, would it be weird to go rude if, because how am I going to antagonize a suspect into revealing? Of course, that would be really funny to be in one of those little robot dogs. Okay, I'll go a 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
The rudest.
I'll be all the way rude.
Wait, I thought 5 was all the way rude.
Oh, my bad. I'll go 5.
Oh, yes, yes. You have your notebook, inexplicably big pockets, and your wits. Your goals are to be nosy, to get into trouble, and to solve the case. And then, yeah, rolling dice. When you do something risky, search for clues or interrogate someone, roll 1d6 to find out how it goes. Roll +1 dice if you are prepared, and +1 if it relates to your talent. The GM tells you how many dice to roll based on your character and the situation. Roll your dice and compare each die result to your number. If you're using rude, you want to roll under your number. If you're using detective, you want to roll over your number. If none of your dice succeed, it goes wrong. The GM says how things get worse somehow. If one die succeeds, you barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication or cost. If 2 dice succeed, you do it well. Good job. If 3 dice succeed, you get a critical success. The GM tells you some extra effect you get. If you roll your number exactly, you find a clue. Roll 2d6 to select a type of clue from the list below. The GM says how you stumble upon it and what you can tell about it at first glance. Say how you fit in your pockets. If you'd like, you can then change your action and roll again. So yeah, that's a fun mechanic that is slightly different from the way it works in Lasers and Feelings. So basically, if you roll and any of your dice land on the number you chose, I'm going to randomly generate a clue from a list of clues, and you're going to find it, and then you can either say that was your action, or you can take a different action.
Cool.
Helping. If you want to help someone else who's rolling, say how you try to help and make a roll. If you succeed, give them +1d. GM, create the mystery. I need to pull up rolladie.net. Yeah, so I did some prep work for this, but I don't know what the mystery is. I'm just going to roll on this table, and we're going to have a mystery. Go. I rolled a 2. Ah, sabotage is suspected.
Mm.
That seems very open-ended.
Yeah, really narrowing it down, but you know.
In, and I'm not going to roll this one because I'm just going to choose in a beach town. Because we're going to be playing back in the capital of AO24 where y'all were taking influencer school. You're going to be in that same vicinity. And then I'm going to say...
I was curious to see how sabotage could be suspected in a remote cabin.
The suspects are create 3 to 4. I rolled a 2. An academic studying the case's subject. That's an interesting one. And then I'm going to get a 6 and a 1. So those are someone the PCs know and a worker.
Someone.
What's PC?
Player character.
Okay.
Politically correct.
Oh, shit. I did that wrong. Each of these have a sub-role. So we have an academic studying the case's subject who is a 5, is trying to cover up a different crime.
Dang.
This is the most possible words, I think. This is the two longest options there. And then we've got ourselves... someone the PCs know who would do anything to further their ambitions. I don't know. That doesn't sound like anyone y'all have ever met, right?
Yeah, right?
No.
I really hope we can work a John Luke cameo in this.
Listen, I've got some ideas.
Hey, wait a second.
And then finally we have a worker who owes someone money.
Damn.
Okay. GM, running the game. We are now at the end of the document. Tell the player characters what they've heard about the mystery. Ask them how they got involved. Listen to their theories and incorporate them into the plot. Every NPC is involved, and every NPC is hiding something. Use failures to complicate the mystery. Don't plan too many steps in advance. Follow the leads as the players are. Choose the culprit on the fly and make it make sense in retrospect. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, me too.
As the mystery is becoming clear, put the players at risk. The culprit knows they're suspected, or the detectives need one more clue from a well-guarded spot, or the timeline for a bad outcome has sped up. Let them use their wits to escape a tight spot. Layout designed by Charlie Knight. The first name I came up with when I was making up names at work yesterday was Feluca Seafit. And she is definitely in this.
I love your names.
It was a lot of, Miss Bo. Yes, an academic studying the case. Miss Bo was the character who read that opening narration, so...
Oh.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to pull Zip or John Luca in without Syl or Charmy being here to really sell them.
Right, sure.
I also feel like their cameos are like some episode 2 or 3 type stuff.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see if that, who knows what the fuck scheduling looks like. Someone they know. I guess I could play Berrigan, but I feel like pulling Berrigan this early, and I think I have other ideas for where Berrigan is at. Like, I don't think he's in the capital city at this point. Do y'all have any ideas for, like, a suspect who would be somebody y'all would know? Like, would it be another student, or like a YouTube follower, like, that you've interacted with? Like, anything?
That fits the list?
Yes.
Or the ones you rolled?
Yeah, so it's someone the PCs know who would do anything to further their ambition.
Azo Lacrim looks like they could fit, like he could fit.
Oh, the other twins? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Azo and Orso Lacrim? Mm-hmm. They could be, yeah, I like that.
Yeah, and not only that, but they're also fraternal twins, so we can't trust them as identical.
Were there other twins in the other games?
That's just from the list I sent.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm fine with this episode not having, like, a ton of callbacks, since it's kind of like the introductory to the Rude Detective. Sure.
Okay, so yeah, I guess we open on that lecture, right? So y'all are... Oh, and I did mention in that lecture, you're sitting inside of a harvester, which were like the giant mechs from Pill's Times that killed a bunch of people. And that was sort of the town hall that John Luca brought Pill to at the beginning. I think that's where y'all are at right now. Like, there's a little schoolhouse probably inside of it, and all of the other students are, like, shuffling out, and I guess, what is the sabotage? The sabotage is that, okay, shoot down this idea if you don't want to go for it, but I think I've got an idea. So in the Echo game, the final mech, the one that was Carla, which is the name both of Pill's mech and Pill's mom, that had Carla in it, it was a double Carla situation, was on like an island like that people thought was haunted, because Carla was in there like throwing up like emergency distress beacons or whatever whenever somebody came by to like make sure anyone who wasn't Pill didn't come in. And then at the end of that, the sort of the consciousness of Carla and Diana went sort of dark. So I think, you know, it's 10 years later now, and the mystery is that there's something haunting that island again, because the mech still stands there. It just no longer acts, but there's like something, some spooky things have begun to occur on that island. And y'all think someone is like trying to reactivate that mech in a weird sabotage-y way. Does that make sense? Does that sound fun?
Yeah.
Like, feels like someone's trying to destroy that mech.
Maybe, or take it over or something. Like, there's something going on with the old mech and the haunted island that hasn't been haunted for 10 years, but now it's kicking back up. And
that sounds good to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I like it.
Hell yeah. All right. So your list of suspects that you've compiled before this case are Miss Bo, the teacher who just finished lecturing you, Azo and Orso Lacrim, the fraternal twins who are, I do this poorly. Miss Bo, specifically, I wrote down she probably has a bad British/Australian accent, depending on how well my mouth is working, because I know I can't. and y'all heard that.
It was perfect. it was perfect.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm imagining her, she sort of looks like Grace Jones, the singer, and generally very hot person. her thing is like she's a history teacher, basically. She's got a kind of like dope history teacher who will do the thing that like prepares you for the tests where you get all the dates or whatever, but like she knows how to tell a fucking story about it and like make it compelling to listen to. Sorry if I played that poorly in my opening narration, but that's the idea for her.
That's the vibe. I feel like that's the vibe we got.
Okay. Your next two suspects are the fraternal twins Azo and Orso Lacrim. So there's a thing in a lot of alliums called lacrimators. Alliums being, like onion, garlic, leek, those sort of vegetables. The lacrimators are the chemical compounds that make one cry. So I shortened that because they're clearly your rivals.
That's fucking fake.
That's very good.
Brilliant. I love it.
I don't know if I said Miss Bo is she her, but she is. Azo uses he him pronouns. He's got a really hot YouTube channel with his sister, Orso, is she her. They're low-key bullies. They're the kind of folks who might not, you know, shove you into a locker, but they will fuck with your social standing in really like, actually Azo might be somebody who kind of shoves you into a locker, but they're better at being very popular and very conscious of that and knowing how to manipulate people into liking them and not liking other people. Does that make sense?
They're the type of bullies that their brains not like muscle.
Yeah. I think they both are pretty ripped, like for 14 years old, but like,
well, they have an image to uphold.
Exactly.
And you know, they'll mess with your like dislike ratio, you know. You
exactly.
With those types.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Are they the ones?
They're legions of followers.
Mm-hmm.
To us.
Are they the people that would do anything to further their ambitions?
Exactly. I would say, yeah, if y'all have 10 mil, they have 100. Like, they're probably not quite. like, John Luke is probably, like, 150, 200 million, you know what I mean? They're not quite John Luke level, but they're climbing.
I'm just trying to think about what their content would be. Like, do they review, like, at-home meal prep kits? Are they the type to...
Wait, what'd you say?
they review, like, consumer goods, like, at-home meal prep kits, or... Are they the type
unboxing videos?
Yeah, are they the type that review knives? Like, what are we talking about here?
Yeah,
because like, what? I mean, obviously, our clearance rate for solving murders isn't great, or solving crimes isn't great, but we still got quite a bit of followers. So I'm wondering what they're doing right and what we're doing wrong.
What if they run a channel that makes, like, feel free to shoot this down, but they're like one of those channels that makes very authoritative, like, informational videos about controversial subjects, but provides lots of incorrect information.
Yes.
And like,
it's like Ancient aliens of YouTube,
but I'm also thinking, like, kind of reflecting fascist YouTubers nowadays that are like, you know what I mean? Kind of like the Blair Whites, right, or like, yeah, or whoever, yeah, whoever the yeah, like, yeah, Trumpy neocon YouTubers who have untold amount of followers because they just provide authoritative, factually incorrect information.
Yes, and I think go ahead.
I was going to say, that fits, too, with their MO of doing anything to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
I think maybe the, like, the other wrinkle is, like, that they're young, and they flaunt it, and they, like, you know, shoot videos out on, like, on, you know, on the beach, where they're, like, they're doing the just talking head thing, but, like, you know, fucking Azo's got his shirt off while he's, like, surfing in the background or whatever, and, like, and while Orso explains something, or, like, Azo is explaining while Orso, like, sunbathes, or, like, you know, goes mountain climbing or some shit like that.
I also feel like they are serving, like, a very intentional purpose of, like, softening, like, AO24 nationalism that's kind of on the rise, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe they even go to, like, abandoned mech sites and, like, come up with, like, romanticized, I don't know, very nation-friendly takes on those things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Okay, I love all of this. And then the last suspect you have is a worker who owes someone money. That is Feluca Seafit, she, her. She's got bronze skin, very, very light, like, very burnished looking, like, I had somebody in mind and I can't remember, like, hopefully I'll remember which actress I was thinking of. She is capital T, capital G, tall girl, you know what I'm saying?
No, but okay.
She's trans. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, she works at the docks. You've, like, had conversations with her before, probably, just, you know, like, when you're out, you know, taking a boat to find a new mystery or something, and she's always just, like, kind of hanging out. She doesn't, like, own a boat. She's not a contractor or anything. She just works there, and, like, you know, she'll often be, like, you know, waiting at the Union Hall, seeing if she gets on a ship today. Like, she didn't. Y'all are there. She'll shoot the shit with you for 15 minutes before you go fail to solve another mystery. just generally, yeah, like, generally, yeah, a nice-seeming person, but one who might, you know, might not have the steadiest of work, or, like, it seems like everyone likes her, but maybe, you know, it's one of those things where people are like, oh, yeah, like, Feluca's super reliable, but, like, you know, this other sailor, you know, has more seniority, or, you know, has more specialized knowledge or whatever, and so she gets passed up for stuff semi-frequently. So yeah, our opening scene is just classroom, Miss Bo's at the head, she's maybe, like, tidying up her papers from her lecture, and everyone else is sort of filtering out. Maybe we just put them all together. Maybe Azo and Orso walk up to Miss Bo at the end of class and, like, start asking her some questions. Just, like, you know, doing the fucking suck up bullshit. Like, oh, like, I was really interested in this. Like, do you have any resources about, like, about the past national, like, about, like, you know, past propaganda for AO24 or anything like that? Or what do y'all do?
Oh, wait, are we walking up to this conversation happening? The twins are talking to Miss Bo.
That's just what's happening. Y'all were in that lecture. Now you can do literally whatever you want. You could start throwing fists. You could walk out and go investigate somewhere else. Like, you could tell me there was some magic involved and I would believe you. I don't know. We never said there was no magic on AO24, right?
That's true.
Am I in a dog right now?
Yes. You come to class. Yes.
Is it Ibo or Poochie? Or
it's an important, but yes, it is. Ibo and Poochie. Okay. You're distributed between the two.
Yeah.
Pill is two dogs now. Damn. Love it.
Tandem. Maybe we're sitting in the, like, it's like a lecture hall, like with the sloped seats or whatever going up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, everyone's kind of leaving, but we're kind of sitting in a row of like three. The dog is on a chair also with our like feet up, just kind of like watching them, just like, look at those fuckers, like they're so annoying, like just watching them and like talking shit.
They're so gross.
And then we're also curious about what they're talking about.
Are we already engaged in a mystery? Like, are we already like, something weird is happening at the mech thing?
Yeah, so yeah, if you already have suspects, I think you already are engaged. We might play that differently in the future, but for this one, I think, yeah, like, maybe you've already made your first YouTube video about this. Like, the, you know, we're about to go investigate a new thing, and we have some leads, and we're gonna get some footage of the mech or whatever, but like, gotta go to class first.
So I mean, maybe we even hear one of the twins bring up that harvester.
Okay.
You know.
Mm.
We're all in a harvester right now, is that right? Or no?
We're
in a class.
Yeah, you are in the lecture hall inside of the harvester that is like the town hall that has a bunch of different stuff going on, and then it's the first ACK, the first AK that that is the haunted mech.
Okay, so maybe they ask about that old first ACK.
So it sounds maybe like what's happening is you're trying to gather some information. Is that to you?
Yeah, we're eavesdropping on their conversation, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so many subjects in one place. It's like we gotta hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who is leading that? Who is the one who is leading that? I guess. Yeah. Who is going to roll is what I'm asking.
I will roll.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to make sense with Marvin's character. He's a little more observant. Okay. So how do we do the rolls? When you do something risky, search for clues. I think that's, you're searching for clues in a way right now. Roll 1d6 to find out how it goes. Roll an extra die if you're prepared. I don't think y'all are, what would you say?
I would say prepared because we are going to class knowing that, like Duck said, like a number of suspects are going to be present at the same time. So we were like looking for an opportunity to like hear some shady nonsense going down in between any of these different characters.
Okay, yeah, I buy that. That's a strong argument. And then roll 1d if it relates to your talent. Your talent is a keen eye that you sort of notice what other people don't. I would say, yeah, that hits for me.
Okay.
GM, so we got up to three die. I guess there's also the opportunity to help. Is anyone helping you listen in?
I can't speak for anybody, but I would think that, like, at least giving me cover, sort. Like, by the fact that, like, everybody's lingering around, maybe we're having a different conversation so that it seems like we're not listening to them, so we could actually get them, like, you know, give up as much information as possible without knowing that we're on the case. So I could say, like, maybe Roger is chatting up somebody else that's all kind of lingering behind, so that it looks like I have her there, you know?
Oh, so you are kind of in a fake conversation that Roger's having, so you can, like, kind of stand near them and overhear what they're saying.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I mean, Roger, is that, are you into that? Does that make sense for your character and seem like a thing you would do?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we're all kind of like standing near the other twins and the teacher at this point. Okay.
Sounds like that's what's going on. Yeah. So Roger, roll a die. This is I would call this a rude roll. You're being a little Sorry, Rude is rowdiness and courage. Detective is cleverness and planning. I guess how... So, Roger, can you talk about how you would be doing this? Would you be just sort of, like, having a boisterous conversation, just knowing, like, off the cuff? Or would you be like, oh, I see what's happening and I need to, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah. You mean, am I, like, in on it? Or am I just, like, naturally having a conversation? I think we're all together in what we're doing.
Okay.
I think I'm pretty, like, I don't know, talkative or something. So I am just, like, kind of shooting the shit with one of the twins. I, like, kind of just walk up and I'm like, hey, man, like, what's up? How's it going? Like, I don't really know what we're talking about. I think we're just, like, I'm appealing to his, like, I don't know.
I kind of love the image of Roger just approaching a random person that he doesn't really know in class, being like, hey, man, how are you? And that guy's clearly trying to leave the room, and he's like, I'm all right. What was your name again? And Roger's just trying to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
Ride cover.
Like, you look great. Like, what have you been doing? Really working. Like,
how do we know each other?
We follow each other. We are very aware of each other's channels, I think.
Okay, that sounds just like a Rude roll to me. Do you want to roll a die?
Yeah, so I just find like a dice generator thing.
Yeah.
Okay, a six-sided?
Yep.
Okay.
And then I roll two, right?
Well, so you're either going to get an extra die on this or not, depending on how Roger rolls.
Got a five.
A five on a Rude. You have a four. And the way that the mechanics work is that you want to roll under your number if you're using Rude. So that's a failure.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Like, this is not... I don't follow you.
I literally know...
good talking. Please don't approach me like that ever again. And walks away.
I hate you.
I think Bill kind of like sees that the cover is about to dissipate and just starts like grabs a part of the person's pant leg and kind of holding it with their mouth.
Which is like absolutely not helping, making the situation so much worse.
So much worse.
Definitely.
Okay, Adam, will you roll 3d6? You do get the one for the normal roll, the one for being prepared, and the one for your talent. You just do not get the extra die from the help.
So 3d6. Why are
you called Ducky the help?
So I got a 4, a 2, and a 2.
A 4, a 2, and a 2? Oh, also, this is a detective role. I think that's...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, unless... Yeah. Okay, and you are a 3, and you wanted to get over. Is that right, with the detective? Yes.
Over, okay.
Yeah. So, you got one success. One success.
So, I barely do it.
You
right?
barely manage it. The GM inflicts a complication or cost. I think we're still in pretty low stakes territory here. I don't want to ramp it up too fast. I think...
Exactly. They take the teacher hostage.
Miss Bo transforms into a giant mech and starts stomping.
And John Luca turns into a godzilla that descends from space.
Power Rangers.
Whoa. It would just ended up in this somehow. Not a thought, really. I had that was just my brain short circuiting.
No, I hadn't thought about kaiju until just now, and now, yeah, I think there's probably going to be some sort of kaiju action at some point in this little series. I think the light complication right now is that the entire school blows up and everyone dies. No, I think it's just like, I think it's one of those things where, Miss Bo is like a pretty good teacher, and so she like, while being engaged with Azo and Orso, and being like, oh, these kids are like kind of annoying, but like it is important to like teach kids stuff they're interested in, because that's the only way to teach anyone anything. But she also is attentive to all of her students, and she notices that Marvin and Roger are like kind of hovering in a way where she's like, oh yes, the Cry Twins. Did you all have a question as well, or did you need to see me for something? I was about to run out, but I would be happy to let you know if there's anything you need to know. Yeah, the other kid. I'm trying to leave, but this dog won't let go of me, Miss Bo.
I finally the pants just rip. I have like a little bit of the cloth in my mouth.
You all really do need to tame that robot dog. How I don't even understand how you could have a robot dog that you can't control, but
hard to explain.
Got a mind of his own.
Mm. Yes, yeah, so was there anything you needed? Were you looking for some extra credit, or was how has school been for you? I shouldn't have jumped straight into requesting that you tell me what you need. I'm a much better teacher than that. And a better character, too.
Are the other twins still around?
Yeah, I think they may be packing stuff up a little bit. Like, they might be moving, but they seem to have got what they needed, and you don't know what that is, because y'all fucked up.
Yeah, we didn't do too well. We were just trying to absorb the last little bits of your brilliant lecture. Yeah, I don't know whether we have questions for her currently.
I'm not sure if that was sarcastic, Marvin. I don't really take you for a sarcastic student usually, but I guess I'll just take the compliment.
I'm the best.
Really great lecture, Miss Bo. Once again, you're just, you know, we enjoy your series so much, or this class.
That's really good.
It's just really putting things into perspective a lot for us, you know, in terms of the history of this land and
Oh, thank you. That does.
I guess we were that. Just yeah. I think when we saw Arzo and Laco up here, we were just like, whoa. They might be getting some, like, you know, little nuggets of like extra resources. So we were just curious about, you know.
When you say that, Orso and Azo turn and like give you a stink eye for a second. They're like, who the fuck is Laco? Yes. and then they head out. Okay, is this
nobody gets these nuggets?
is this sort of because Miss Bo is also a suspect? Does this feel like a role? Do you feel like you're trying to gather information in some way, or is this just a conversation?
Could I ask a story building question of the twins?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that other people know about your ancient former mech pilot ghost inside of a toy dog?
No.
Well, maybe you're our, like, I don't know, kitschy, like, thing. Maybe you're in our YouTube series sometimes. Like, you make an appearance. And so, like, if people subscribe, they, like, recognize you from the series.
I love that. I'm like Kenji Lopez alts dogs.
Right. So yeah, does it feel like you are interrogating Miss Bo in any way, or is this more just a scene setting thing?
More of a scene setting thing, I would think.
Okay. In that case, you're just asking. I would love to pass on as much of my knowledge as I can. That's of course why I teach. I could point you to some resources. There's the library just down the hall. If you ask the librarian there, for the course materials on AO24 history, they will be happy to point you to some good books, a handful of pamphlets, if you're not interested in reading an entire book right away, of course. That sort of thing.
Can I do a sneaky thing?
Mm-hmm.
While she's talking?
Yeah.
So while y'all are talking, I want to try and go over to her computer and like project a picture of the first AK. Like, turn it on and project a picture of the first AK just so that she has to acknowledge it and maybe say something about it without the Cry Twins having to directly ask for it.
Interesting. Okay.
Very nice.
That sounds like a detective role to me. Does that seem right?
Yeah, it seems a little rude, but you know.
I think it is, because that would probably qualify as searching someone's belongings in secret, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, what's the AK about?
The first AK is the, or first AK is the name of the mech that was like haunted, or the haunted mm-hmm. that we put my old friend in at the end of the Echo game.
Specifically, first AK is the like brand name of mechs from AO24 from Pill's time that are the like infantry unit mech. So they're like, the way we came to first AK was Ricky was like, what's the term for the, like, Walmart guitars? And she was like, I think it was called a first act, but yeah. her voice was cutting out at the end during that recording, so I kept hearing first act, and so that was that ended up being the name of the infantry mechs, because they were Walmart mechs, basically.
And it's like the source, I'm specifically trying to pull up the picture of the one that is like the source of this mystery.
Yeah,
that we've like heard that people are maybe trying to like do something weird with it or destroy it or something.
Yeah, you are cool. Just as a reminder, very very bad at detective roles. You have you have to roll a 6, I think, right?
To I have to roll a 6.
You can only succeed a detective roll on a 6.
Do it.
Worth it.
Okay. So you get one to do just because you're doing the roll. Do you get an extra die because you're prepared?
No, I don't think so. Because I mean, this is like a very spur moment, like decision. I feel like
sure. I will say you do get the talent die because you're a walking encyclopedia. I don't think it would be very easy to project that mech if like you don't have to sit there and like and search through a bunch of images. Like you don't have to run Google image search and like find one that would be like, you know, proper dimensions to properly project, and like you just have it on deck because you're a walking encyclopedia. So that is question. Can, and if so, does anyone help? Are the Cry Twins even aware that Pill is doing this?
Doesn't sound it.
I feel like we're just like both with Miss Bo and not really noticing.
Mm-hmm. We're both a little flustered because I was trying to like eavesdrop, and it's that really really awkward when you're eavesdropping on a conversation and someone calls you out on it.
Yeah,
so you're a little bit flustered and trying to play it off like you're doing it, but everybody's aware of what was just happening.
Totally.
It's one of those.
Okay, so that's 2d6 for detective roll for Pill.
I had to re-roll that one because it fell on the floor. So you said I had to get 2 1s.
Did you snake eyes? You failed this literally as hard as possible?
I 100% snake eyes this roll.
So is that a critical fail? Or?
Unfortunately, there's no critical failure mechanic here, but... Oof. And to be fair, you only get a critical success if you succeed 3 times. I feel like a critical fail would have to be 3 failures. If you get 2 successes, you do it well. Good job. So you did it bad. Bad job. So, yeah.
Bad dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Miss Bo is in the middle of, like, telling y'all, like, how to get these course materials and notices that your dog is, like, sniffing around her computer and is just like, would you mind? I love to share knowledge with my students, but I need to get going now.
A John Luca video pops up on it.
Wait a second! and I think Miss Bo just like closes her laptop and heads out with like a sort of perfunctory goodbye. So the sort of consequence of failure here is your trail has gone a little cold on Miss Bo. You don't your students of hers. You don't know like if she goes drinking or like after school or like you don't know where she goes. You don't know where she lives. It would take a little bit of legwork to get back to her. You probably could pretty easily find Feluca or the Lacrim twins.
Yeah. So I was gonna say we should probably tail them.
Okay, that sound like the move for y'all?
Sounds good to
me.
Okay.
So I guess we need to do some reconnaissance where they went, right?
Yeah, I think. Oh, I have a funny idea. Instead of doing a roll, what if they just like, well, you just pull out your phone and find out where they are on their live stream on YouTube right now and just head over there.
Feels right.
Yeah. Okay. And y'all are not hitting up the library at all.
That's why I was thinking we could go check for them, but
okay. If you that would make sense too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay.
We could also split. Oh, so we're checking the library for them. Okay. Because the live stream looks like they're in the library.
Sure, yeah, that would work. Yeah, maybe they got the same info from Ms. Bo, and now they're live streaming from the stacks.
They set up their, like, O-ring in library desk.
The library probably just has built-in ring lights.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, the places you can plug in your laptop at the library on the big long tables. Each one just has like a ring light. Because I know everyone's going to be streaming. I also like to think about that group of twins, the YouTube video thumbnail, where they're making like the YouTube face, but they just have a book from the library. So they're like...
Oh, I'm so glad OBS records video when I'm recording these. I'm fully going to pull that. Screen cap, sorry. yeah, so y'all go into the library. Do you both go up to Azo, or do you all three go up to Azo and Orso? Does anyone go up to the librarian to talk about the thing, or was that just like a being nice to Miss Bo? Like, asking about shit?
I think we should be a little bit more sly and not all walk in like a group as one. All the time. So I'll go, well, I'm more confident, so maybe I go up to the twins.
Okay. I will, yeah, I'm going to go investigate the library lead. So looking up information, maybe looking for some info on the haunted island or Matt.
Okay, cool. Pill, who do you go with?
I'll go with Roger.
Let's do that scene first. How do y'all approach? Just like, they're in the middle of a live stream talking about you know, whatever, like what they're like do I have voices for them? I don't really think I do.
They're trying to get stock footage of studying.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. They're just like filming each other, like brow furrowed, like
yeah, or browsing, like pulling books off the shelf, mm-hmm. to see if it's the right one.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Maybe we try to like get more followers by full on like bombing their stream, like okay. coming up behind them, being like,
mm-hmm. "We're on the case."
Cry twins, like like a little pennant, your like corner YouTube emblem just like printed out. Like I think Azo and Orso respond to this by like they're immediately annoyed, but they like catch themselves, like they're those kind of YouTubers. They're like oh, go fuck your, oh okay, not right for the channel. And they realize they're just shooting stock footage, so they like don't even need to like worry about what they're saying. So they're just like oh, how's it going, Roger? How's the YouTube channel going, Roger? How's your dog?
we're doing great. You know, we have lots of followers. We have a really good message. I think we're just like doing really good.
Great message. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
bark.
Incompetence is my favorite message. Yeah, says
incompetence. Have you even seen our channel? Damn.
I grab his phone out of his hand and throw it with my mouth. In my mind, we're kind of like good cop, bad copping. But I'm
okay. Do we want to? I feel like that's probably enough for a rude roll for Pill. Does not seem like a prepared situation.
No
talent. I don't think that really. Being a walking encyclopedia really helps that. Well, you get one die, so it can't be a particularly great success, which makes sense because this is a pretty bizarre way to collect clues.
I have to roll under 5.
Yeah. Right? Yes. Okay. So I'm excited for your 6.
No, I know it's gonna happen, motherfucker. Oh, it fell off my damn table. Isn't it?
Oh, wait. Roger, are you helping?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think, I mean, just from the setup, it seems like that makes sense, right? Like, yeah, like Ricky said, it was a little bit of good cop, bad cop, maybe escalated a little faster than Roger was hoping for.
It would be kind of funny if the reason why the Cry Twins never solve mysteries is because I am just a rude-ass dog who fucks it up all the time.
Wait, so... So, Pill, right now you're rolling for, like, fucking up their stuff? Like, you, like, grab something with your mouth and, like, threw it or something?
I grabbed his, like, live streaming phone out of his hand and threw it
Oh, damn.
With my mouth. I was like,
maybe my help could be like, I just like try to keep talking to them, keep them like engaged and or whatever. But also maybe they have a computer open also while they're live streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I see them minimize something really fast, or like I see something like, on the screen.
Okay. Actually, you know what that sounds like to me is actually, it sounds like Pill is helping Roger collect clues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because they're going after their phone, like, oh my god.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So Ricky, will you roll that 1d6 trying to get a rude to see if that gives Ducky an extra die?
So I'm rolling rude to help Ducky.
Yes.
Okay, so I still need to get under 5.
Yes.
Here comes a 6. Hey, it's a 4.
Cool.
Hey.
Sorry, rude, not cool. fucking bad jokes. Okay, cool. So Duck, that sounds they're a little distracted, but it sounds like a rude roll, right? Like you're trying to look through somebody's stuff while they're around. Like there's a slight distraction, but
yeah, I think so. I think it's a rude roll.
Okay. Were you prepared for this?
Yeah, I think because they're suspects, I was like prepared to, you know, be on high alert when I like saw their screen, and I like wanted to come up from behind so that they to like catch them off guard or something. So
right, and yeah, I think that makes sense to me. Like you had prepared in that, like, you brought up the live stream beforehand, so you knew like exactly where they were and like sort of the setup of all their things, so you could like because you're also live streamers, so you know, like, you could be like, oh, okay, so there's a camera here, a camera here, and a camera here, like there's the handhelds and the laptop, so I'm like, yeah, I like that. And your talent is handy. Does that seem, I mean, I could see an argument for it, but what do you think?
I feel like there's not,
I guess I'm like,
if they're right there, I can't really see myself, like, I don't know, like slipping anything into the computer and like that like downloads anything or something. Like,
yeah. Well, I guess my question is like, what kind of handiness are we talking about with Roger? Cause I know it's like about his like love for flying drones and shit. And is it like, is it just that he's particularly handy with computers because of a love for like interfaces like that? Or is it more that his handiness is like,
no.
Yeah. Like hands-on, like building things or.
I think it's more like building things, like more like physical stuff, like related to physics. And yeah, okay. So I don't know if it necessarily comes into play here.
Okay, cool. So you have 1d6 for rolling in the first place. You have one from being prepared, and you have one from the help from Pill. So you get to roll 3d6, and you're trying to roll over or under a 4.
Okay. 4, 6, 5.
You know what that means?
Damn.
You know what that means?
No.
You get a clue.
Really? Oh,
if,
cool.
If you roll your number exactly, you find a clue. Roll 2d6. Yeah. Yeah. I've been waiting for this.
Yes.
Roll 2d6 to select a type of clue from the list below. The GM says how you stumble upon it and what you can tell about it at first glance. Say how it fit in your pockets if you'd like. You can then change your action and roll again. So give me 2d6 and add them together.
I love the idea that you're like staring at them trying to get on the computer and it's like a newspaper thing or something.
Or wait, this is confusing. So it says roll 2d6 to select a type of clue from the list below, but the options are 1 through 12.
That's 2d6, right?
2d6.
Yeah, there's not a 0 on a d6, so it's literally impossible to find a newspaper clipping.
Okay,
well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Oh, because we're adding them together.
Yeah, right? Unless, yeah, because that's the only way that would make sense. Anyway.
Okay. So I'm rolling 2d6.
Well, it would be, yeah.
6 and 6, damn.
The clues are safety equipment. Go fuck yourself. how do you stumble across some safety equipment while you're trying to glance at the Lacrim Twins laptop while your dog throws their phone across the library? And how do you fit it in your pocket?
I really wonder why the Cry Twins have never solved a mystery.
We like see a manual.
I mean, maybe it's screen? Yeah, maybe it's yeah,
like a mech manual.
Totally, it's there. Yes, the file that was minimized right before you came by was an instruction manual for the first AK class mech that they were hiding, that they didn't want anyone to know that they had found. And I think you get to, before they get back, you airdrop it to yourself, basically, with, like, the metadata still intact, so they, you know, it's still, it was from them. And that's how you fit it in your pocket. If you'd like, you can then change your action and roll again. So would you like to just do something else, or actually, let's cut over to Marvin, because Marvin's been lonely over there with the librarian for a little bit. So what are you doing? You're talking to the librarian about the first AK stuff, not the history stuff that Miss Bo sent you over here for. Is that right?
First AK stuff. Yeah, exactly. Trying to like get some more information about like what the story is behind it. Because I don't even think we know that per se, right? Like just thinking like to get some more information about that land.
Right? Yeah, like that island specifically. Yeah. Exactly. So you were there when Pill got when you brought Pill into the mech, and Pill did tell you about that, like their history with it, and you did get to see Carla and Diana get sort of freed from the Echo Drive. So y'all are like, but you were also 4 years old, I guess, now that I'm saying that all out loud. So maybe you didn't process all that super, like.
Yeah, maybe not. Need a little refresher.
Okay, so yeah, I would like a, or may, just this, I don't
know. An investigation, yeah, like, I feel like I'm, like maybe being pointed, like, we knew all of those things, but, like, kind of need to figure out a little bit deeper the history of that, right? Because otherwise, like, just trying to get a sense what could be going awry there.
Totally. Give me a roll. It's a detective roll. So I get 1d6 plus you get a die from being prepared. I think that's fair to say. Okay. Yeah. This is a very intentional, like, you are the person who does the mystery solving.
And I'm going there specifically to get information.
Yeah, and, like, you have a pretty solid idea of what you're asking for. This isn't you being, like, you know, going up to the librarian and being like, do y'all got any books that are, like, yellow or whatever? you know, that's not, as a bookseller, I've definitely never had that question.
Wait, have you actually had that question?
Deadass, like...
That's so wild. That's
incredible. Every once in a while, there's... Sorry, go ahead, Adam.
I was like, I won't even speak to somebody who works at a place, like, to ask for a book. I know what I'm looking for. Imagine having, like, the ability to go up to somebody and just ask a wild question. Like, that's incredible.
The funniest one, this has never happened to me, but the funniest one is sometimes people will, like, call in and be like, hey, so I saw a book last time I was in the store, and I can't tell you the title or the author, but I could guide you to it over the phone. And every once in a while, they can. So I'll, like, see my coworker just being on the phone, like, walking up the stairs, like, standing still, turning right, walking, like, two stacks down, turning left, and then being like, you're right, there was a yellow book here, and it is on the topic that you wanted it to be on. I guess I can hold it for you now.
That's incredible.
That's wild.
Yeah. People are weird. Anyway, so yes, prepared. So that's 2d6. And yeah, keen eye, observant, I think, relates to your talent is also true. I don't think you get help because I think they're both busy off elsewhere.
They're doing something else.
Yeah. So give me a 3d6 detective.
Okay. So I got a 3, a 6, and a 5. So 3 is my number, right?
Yep. That means we got ourselves another clue.
Yay.
Do you want to give me 2d6?
1 and 3.
Ooh, you get an old key. Okay, let's play out the scene a little bit. Who's this librarian? I think they talk a little bit. So tell me again, Marvin, was it?
Yeah.
Tell me again, precisely what were you looking for? You were asking about the, a certain kind of mech, is that correct?
That's correct, the Walmart mech. Call it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, those have quite a long history in our town. Were you looking for were your questions about its history or sort of operations or But what sort of topic were you interested in?
Because
I could send you over to local history or...
local history would be great.
Okay, yes. So that is just going to be about six stacks down, and then you'll hang a left. And you're actually going to need this. Do you have any identification, any library cards, anything that I can hold on to while I send you over there?
Of course.
Great. So they hand you an old key that lets you into the sort of the local history room. You know, it's one of those areas where you're not allowed to take out anything. You just, you know, it's read at the library. I can't remember what the technical term for that is. But yeah, they hand that over to you and are just like, you know, please just return the key to me by closing time and have fun. I would highly recommend books by I would recommend checking out. There's an author, but last name Ruin. They've worked on some books that I think might be of interest to you in this intellectual journey you're about to embark upon. Yes, thank you so much, and we will see you as soon as you have returned.
Excellent, thank you.
Cool.
So I was gonna say, given the fact that the key gets us into a different part of the library, I'm gonna go check in with Robert and
Damn, I don't even remember your twin's name. Brutal.
Roger.
What are y'all doing in this? Are you continuing to engage Azo and Orso, or once you have that schematic, do you move on?
Just walk away. Find their phones.
Torture them.
They're crying.
Yeah, they were supposed to be the bullies. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
no, right.
They like destroy their equipment.
Fuck them.
Seriously. Yeah, I feel like we want to like hightail it out of there pretty quick after we get that document or whatever. Because it's a big break for us. We're not used to breaks. So
we have to go research YouTube to see what we do next. After you get a break in the case.
So yeah, I guess Azo. Sorry, so I'm just for like scene setting. I think Azo and Orso come back and are just like, "What the fuck, yo! Like, keep your dog in check. This is you literally have a robot dog that you can't handle. What is wrong with you twins? Like, you don't even have to train it. Like, how did you even get a dog that was this bad?"
Piss.
I better go watch some dog whisper on YouTube. Train my dog.
It's, I guess as you're walking away, like, Orso is like, yeah, your time is better spent watching YouTube than making it. Just like a little parting shot.
I bite him on that.
Orso is she her.
Bite her on that.
And so Roger and Marvin, y'all run into each other. What's that conversation?
Marvin, I got a thing. Let's get out of here. How was the library?
I mean, I got something too. We've got access to a room. Check out the local history.
Cool. Should we go do that right now?
Let's do that for the library closes.
Okay.
I do like that they meet back up. And they're like, Marvin, in a library, I found a book. And he's like, good job. I found a room. It's like, great job.
Yeah, why did we never tell the case?
We're twins. I feel like there's some, like, I don't know, we're trying to keep quiet. Maybe the other twins are still in the same room. There's some, like, a little bit of telepathy going on. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We get each other.
Are we still, like, fucking with the Lacrim twins, or are we done with that?
I think they left.
Yeah, they
left.
Yeah. Y'all can absolutely just be like, fuck this local history
you.
Room. I'm on your tail.
Well, we could split up. I mean, I got the key from the librarian, so I'm definitely going to go check out the local history room. But I could do that alone. And I mean, in character, and be like, well, you know, I think that this might be a good lead to figure out exactly what is going on with the mechs in there. But, you know, if you want to go, if someone wants to go spy on the Lacrim twins and see what's up with that weird dog that they have, I think that might be a good idea. Plus, I think technically we're supposed to be quiet here, and I don't know that we've been following that rule. So maybe the fewer people, the better for at least our image within the community. That might be a little bit eloquent for a 9-year-old, but hey, I'm going
with
it.
No, you're
14. Oh, 14. Hey, then all bets are off. Yeah. Why not?
Wait, do the Lacrim twins have a weird dog too?
They don't. No. Pill is the weird.
Wait, Pill has the weird dog.
Oh. I am the weird dog.
You are the weird dog. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Like, let's follow them, see where they go. Pill, do you want to stay in the library or come follow the twins?
Since I just pissed on them and threw their phone, I think I'll see what's in the library with Martin.
Okay. Well, we've all got cell phones, so let's text each other when we're going to meet up again. And then I leave and go, I look out, I walk down the stairs of the library and look to the left and right, and then I see them, like, turning the corner of the building, and I'm like, there. And I just kind of, like, saunter after them, kind of slow.
Another, like, small thing. Since y'all are YouTubers, if at any point you want to just, like, just jump out start, like, describing, you know, shooting a YouTube video or, like, one you're cutting better or something, like, I love that idea.
I mean, like, pull out a selfie stick and, like, what is it called? Live stream?
Yeah, totally.
Wait, can our Poochie record from their eyes? If Pill just, like, can Pill turn on a video camera from their eyes and, like, start setting the scene? I love that idea. So it's like, I turn to Poochie and I'm like, to Pill, and I'm like, all right, let's make this a scene. So, you know, I kind of get myself ready, like, make sure I was like, do I have anything on my face? Okay, ready to go. And I lean in really close to Pill's eyes and I'm like, we're on the case. And then start to really exaggeratedly do the, like, sneaking motion up to the door. I inspect the door just to see if there's anything going on there. And I try to open the door with the key. And then I guess what I'll try to do, can I use, like, my ability to, like, notice things to see if there's anything in the vicinity of the room that might be of interest to us?
Yeah. Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you have to steal the key? Is that why we were having the key?
The librarian gave us the key. Okay. I think I'm just playing up the detective aspect of what we're doing for our YouTube channel.
Gotcha.
We're on the case.
Yeah. Yes.
I will also say that the librarian did say that you can't leave with the key, that you need to return it before you exit the library.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that we don't really need a roll here. I think you just, you would notice, like,
why don't we go in the door? Why don't I go in the door and then take a note once I'm inside the room?
Yeah. So yeah, you open the door. It's a little creaky, but it's like, you know, it looks very old, but it seems like well maintained. Like, people probably don't come in here a ton, but it's not like you're the first person in here in 100 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is made even more clear because it's maybe like 3 stacks deep. So, like, two walls and 2 bookshelves, basically, just like a long hallway. And you can see that there's a bunch of books that have been, like, moved around. Like, you can tell immediately, like, yeah, somebody's probably in here right now, but you don't see them right away. What do you do?
Okay, so my immediate thing is to turn to Poochie and say, there's something in the air. Like, to continue the YouTube video, there's something in the air. We're not alone in here, but I think it'll take a little bit more investigating for us to actually see what others can't. I turn and I look for a book that is describing anything about either mechs directly or about this agricultural link, farming in particular, or the history of farming in the area. I don't know, that's probably pretty apparent, but maybe that's not a role. But yeah, I like walk up to one of the shelves and start like peering through the books and try to find something of those.
Are you actually looking or are you just like playing it up for the camera?
Oh. Playing up, I think a little bit of both. Okay. We might like splice this together in a montage. At least that's what I'm thinking of. Mm-hmm. You know, like picking books off the shelf, opening them, like flipping through them, putting it back, like looking up the card catalog, either on the computer or like trying to find something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm basically still while playing it up. I am looking for actual books or information regarding either of those topics.
Okay. What's Pill up to?
How do powers work again? Or not powers, but like our little talents?
They just add or they add dice to a roll if they are relevant, basically.
Okay. So I think I put my doggy mech body into certain mode where it kind of rests, and instead I'm like a hologram projection again.
Okay. Or is it like on autopilot? Like it's like you can turn it in basically into an autonomous camera for the Cry Twins?
Yeah, but I also am like, instead of, I guess it's also just projecting my image too. Mm-hmm. And the hologram technology is such that, like, I can at least see and interact with things if I'm not, like, able to actually physically pick stuff up.
Okay.
I think as Marvin is kind of going through books, like, interacting with the Poochie mech in the YouTube fashion, see someone lumped over at, like, a table really quickly and, like, frantically, like, rummaging through all these old-ass books. And they're, like, really old, not fake old. Yeah.
Yes, no, that is exactly what Feluca is doing.
Feluca
Seafit, you're a third suspect. Do you approach her?
I want to see what book, if I recognize any of the books that she's going.
Okay.
Or if, because I want to use my walking encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah. It sounds like Marvin's otherwise occupied, so it doesn't really sound like a role you could get aid on. Does that seem fair?
Seems fair.
I think that's fair, even though now I'm regretting what I'm doing, but you know.
we're gonna pop back to you, and the thing you're doing is also going to be.
Oh, I know, but
useful.
Like.
Hey, content's also important.
Yeah, for sure. We have an image to keep up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And just to be clear, that image is teen detectives who have never solved a case.
We have an image we need to make better.
Exactly.
I love an underdog.
So I guess Bill doesn't really care if your YouTube channel does.
Just humoring us. Pill's just humoring us.
So. Yeah.
Okay, so when you do something risky, search for clues, or interrogate someone, roll 1d6 to find out how it goes. Roll an extra dice if you're prepared, and an extra one if it relates to your talent. I mean, walking encyclopedia, definitely, because, yes, you would have knowledge that of old books that many would not. Do you think you're prepared for this one? I could see an argument either way.
I wouldn't say I'm necessarily prepared. I don't think this is something I could be. Paired,
okay,
if that makes,
yeah, I mean, I could see like, is this, yeah, I guess you're just like, you're just coming across someone and sort of reacting to coming across someone. It's not like you were planning on any of this or that this is something you do super often. So yeah, it'll be 2d6, and this sound seems like a detective role rather than a rude role to me. Does that seem fair?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work?
So if you roll rude, you want to roll under your number. If you roll detective, you want to roll over your number.
And, okay. And my number is 5?
Yes. So detective work is not your strong suit.
Okay. And I'm rolling 2 dice.
Yes. 2d6. And to succeed, you need at least 1 6.
I didn't get...
What'd you roll?
I rolled a 1 and a...
1 and a 3? Okay. So just 2 straight up failures. No clues.
Damn.
If none of your dice succeed, it goes wrong. The GM says how things get worse somehow. So you're like, you are hovering behind, not literally hovering. I think you walk as a hologram. Is that right? Or do you hover?
I'll walk.
Okay. You are hovering in the sense of, you know, when you're sort of peering over someone's shoulder, it can be described as hovering. You're peering over Feluca's shoulder, and she snaps the book shut and goes, "What the fuck? Who are you?" And this is loud enough that Marvin, you probably hear.
I am a robotic library assistant. Would you like help sorting through book you're currently?
I have not seen you here. I know this library like the back of my hand. I've been sleeping in here for weeks. This is not a ploy that is going to get, like, who are you? You have, like, 2 seconds.
Okay, so I hear this, and I jump behind the stacks and, like, start to peer around to see if there's, like, so I'm far enough away to where I can, like, jump behind and, like, kind of sneak up behind the stacks to try to see if I can see exactly which books she's rummaging through, like the titles that like are, you know, so I guess I'm trying to perceive if there's anything in her hands or in the stack of books she's going through that is of interest to me.
Yeah. Okay. How does Pill respond?
I want to intensify my distraction of, not Veruca Salt, but Feluca Seafit. So I'm just like, I am stunned for a second because I know that she's not buying my shit, but I try to continue on with it anyways. So I'm like, automated book recovery system, engage. And I make the robot puppy run up onto the desk to try and like retrieve some books, I guess.
So it sounds like you're getting an assist.
Wait. I want to change that because that doesn't actually so distract. Yeah. I'm going to say automated book delivery system engage. And the dog is going to just start pulling books off the shelf and like slinging them to her. Yes. And I just keep saying, are these the books you were looking for? Are these the books you were looking for? Are these the books you were looking for?
Feluca is like, she is like clearly just like deeply annoyed, but like has like a slight smile on her face. Like, this is so dumb. Like, you could, like, that's clearly what she's thinking in her head. Just like, I don't like, this is really annoying and I don't want to be dealing with this, but also I can objectively see that this is very funny. and so while she's there, it sounds like Marvin's gonna roll 1d6 mm-hmm. because you are detecting, it seems to me, the books that she's mm-hmm. looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Another, you have a keen eye, that's your talent, and that definitely mm-hmm. seems like it comes into play here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's two, you get one, or wait, how did the...
And then what if I'm being rude or... detective. So I think I'm being detective, right? Oh, that's over or under.
Yes. Sorry, I forgot. Helping, if you want.
And then the third one. Isn't the third one whether or not it's intentional or not? Like, prepared or...
Whether you're prepared, yeah.
I don't know that this is a prepared. I think I took an opportunity.
Yeah, totally. But the helping, it actually does require a roll.
Oh.
So, if you want to help someone else who's rolling, say how you try to help, which has already been done, and make a roll. If you succeed, give them a dice. So, Ricky, you will need to roll. That sounds to me like a 1d6 rude.
I'm good at rude, though.
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah. No, if you get a 1 through 4, you will successfully help.
But not a 5. That works.
A 5 would result in a clue, and a 6 gotcha. Would be a failure.
I got 4.
Cool. So,
ooh,
that means...
yeah.
3d6 detective roll okay. for Marvin.
Okay. So I got 3 4s.
When your number is a 3, is that right?
A 3.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted over because of the detective roll. So that's 3 successes. If 3 dice succeed, you get a critical success.
Oh.
The GM tells you some extra effect you get. I will do this in narration, but what I'm basically going to do here is that critical success is going to negate the fact that I was going to... Feluca has some information here, and she was going to be very disinclined to give it to y'all after Ricky's terrible failure.
No!
So, Feluca is, like catching these books that this dog is throwing and, like, smirking and just, like, this is the stupidest interaction I've had in a very long time, and, like, that's kind of a relief. And you see that she had been flipping through some books that weren't... They're not really about the first act. She's reading through... she's reading through this old adventure series. It's, like, they're not textbooks. They're, like, a local author, like... few hundred years ago, wrote these adventure novels set in AO24 that, like, are, you know, it's like a local author thing. It's basically obvious, like, that this person was just writing stories about themselves and their friends and just, like, really, you know, loved the landscape of the area. Kind of like if you read, like, a Western novel, how, like, you know, half of the pages are just, like, descriptions of the like, dunes or whatever. Like, the plains and the grasslands and just, like, it's, like, that level of, like, purple-ass prose books that no one has given a shit about for, I mean, except for... for one thing about them is that they did get adapted into films a couple centuries ago. These are the books that were the basis for the movies that John Luca, the famous movie star who was alive during Hill's time, who avoided getting drafted because he was so famous. These are the novels that are those movies were based on, that series of films.
Wait, John Luca was alive during the time?
Not our John Luca. But there was a famous actor named John Luca who made what Pill described as basically propaganda films for AO24 a little before Pill. I think John Luca would be like Elvis to us in terms of generation. Like, you know, probably Pill's mom really loved some of John Luca's work, and these are the novels that facilitated it.
So John Luca was named after the famous John Luca.
Yeah. Almost certain.
Explains a lot. Charmy won't be thrilled that their character is based off of a fascist movie star, but you know, that is what that is, I suppose.
What movie stars aren't fascist?
You know what? Touche.
So Feluca is still dealing with this dog situation. Marvin, you are still hidden. Info doesn't necessarily seem immediately relevant to the case, but it might be.
Right. Interesting. Okay, so I think that Marvin starts to sneak closer and closer to see. So that's the extent of the books that Feluca is reading, correct? Okay. Or is there other things nearby? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is it there other things in that pile or whatever? Because
yeah, she has a few other piles around. But I described all the positional change stuff, and I didn't even really give you an extra thing because that was a critical success. Let me add on to that a little bit. One other thing that happens is that Feluca's hands are full at this point. She has caught like 10 books, and it's just like, what? Like, how is this dog? Like, she laughing like the same way. You know how the Azo and Orso, the Lacrim twins, when they left, they were like, "How do y'all have a robot dog that you can't train? How do you have a dog that is acting like a wild or like a?" A wild dog, but it's a robot. Feluca says the same thing, but just laughing. Just like, how did you manage this? This is incredible, y'all. Like, how do you have a terribly rude puppy that's like literally mechanical? And as she's saying this and laughing, she just dodges one of the books, and it lands directly in front of you, Marvin. And it is a copy of Finneruin Senior's book about the history, or not? It's like a at the bookstore I work at. We would shove it in like the metaphysics section or like the occult section.
Okay.
It's like, it's not quite like how you know how crystals will fix your PTSD or whatever. It's more like a mixture. It's like a genuine natural history of. It's not what it actually is, but like. It's the sort of book that's like a genuine natural history of crystals that also just kind of has some little out there theories in them. Sort of that style of thing, except for, so it's about the history of the first ACK mech, the mass-produced mech that was used in the wars that were happening during Pill's lifetime. But it's got a lot of stuff that, like, they really think, like, this Finneruin Senior really thinks that these mechs had some sort of sentience or sapience, like there was something happening, you know, behind the scenes, that they were mass-produced mechs but somehow they could gain their own personality, and that makes it a little woo in most circles, but Pill might actually agree with that. So the book that the librarian sent you to find is now directly in front of your face. Now, what would you like to do?
Okay, so Marvin looks down at the book and then looks up at Feluca and Pill and says, "Why, thank you. This is exact. Thank you, book assistant. This is the book that I was looking for."
You're welcome. But the bookshelf behind me is like empty now. The dog kind of grabs like one of the wooden shelves and tears it off the wall and throws it and realizes what happened. And then it says, like, the library is closing in 30 seconds. But it's, like, 11 a.m. or something.
Yeah. Well, school just got out. But, like, yes, it is. It is, like, 2:30 in the afternoon. Feluca, like, wheels around when Marvin talks. And is like, "There's fucking more of you in here?" And then, like, wheels back around and, like, dodges the shelf. And is just like, okay. I mean, at least y'all are clearly not with Deus. And then we cut over to Roger. How's the tracking going?
It's going good, you know, like, we...
Are you saying this into
yourself? Yes. So I'm trailing them with the selfie stick kind of above, just like... I'm similarly, like, painting a picture for our fans. It's like, they, of course, know who the Lacrim Twins are, and they love Lacrim Twins content. It gets a lot of views because of our, like, little rivalry. So I turn the corner, and of course I see they've, like, I don't know, found this street light. I can pull up on the street light. And, like, trying to, like, I don't know, best each other and, like, kind of, like, see what they can do. But, or one of them has, like, they're also, like, webcasting. They're doing a live cast. And I walk around and yell, like, are you fucking kidding me? Or something. And I'm just like, is that all you can do? Like, you look like you're struggling up there. Azo, losing your grip a little bit. Just, like, being kind of dick.
Orso is, like, on the ground right now and just, like, are you seriously stalking us? Like, what are you doing? Are you live streaming? Jesus. Where's your twin? Is your twin about to, like, pop out and come, like, attack us or something? Is this some prank video?
And I'm like, you know, just because we're twins doesn't mean we have to spend every minute together, like y'all apparently. Like, ooh, we're different people.
That cuts Orso. Orso is like... Orso kind of shuts down a little bit, and Azo is still doing pull-ups.
And I say, this is great and all, but, like, I'm bored of this. Orso, like, I feel like you could do more than Azo. Like, this is pathetic. Like, I'm just like, what is going on?
Azo is laughing in a way that feel Orso like Orso is, like, making Orso even more upset.
Orso, like, I don't know, I feel like he... Like, is this what your content is? Just, like, your brother, like, doing this? Like, we need to see you beating his ass. Like, you're obviously the better twin. Like,
Azo laughs again in a way, and Orso is like, shut the fuck up. Just kind of like, you can tell that even she doesn't know who that's directed to. It's just a general shut the fuck up. Like, to herself, to Azo, and to you.
Well.
Is this?
I don't know.
I kind of want this to be a role. Like, cause I want there to be a possibility of you getting something explicit out of this. Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, I'm trying to push them to real thing, I guess. Cause I want there to be a little bit of infighting between them. Some, like, competition. But I don't want Orso to shut down. Yeah. I don't think she trusts me.
No.
Anyway.
No, she doesn't like you at all. also, they are both absolutely bullies.
True. Well, I turn to my webcam and I'm like, this is not going well, folks. fourth wall a little bit.
And since it's a live video, you can see, I guess you can't really do it too, but I was thinking about how on some live videos on stream, you can see a bunch of hearts or like fly up.
Yeah.
When you say it's not going well, it's just a bunch of the laughs crying.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It's definitely Periscope, yeah. Like a heart explosion.
Okay. I fucking love this. It sounds to me like you're probably rolling rude here. Is that...
You did show up and just berate them, so.
I would hope so.
Okay. Rogers, handy with a 4. So, so Rude, you want to roll under, so that's, you're actually slightly better at Rude than Detective. That's good. So you get 1d6 for doing it. Would you call this a thing you were prepared for? It sounds like it's another one where you kind of just took an opportunity, but the way you immediately cut straight to, and I will say this, for every character I wrote down a want and a need, and... just behind the scenes info, the want I wrote like 3 weeks ago or a month ago or whatever for Orso is to establish herself without her brother. So you fucking nailed that head on. And I almost think that might be a sort of preparation, like maybe just in like, you know, your history with the two of them, you already knew that about her, that sort of thing. Like fictionally, we could say that you were prepared for this. Like you knew immediately how to cut her, but What do you think?
I felt prepared. I think just kind of like happenstance being separated from Marvin, I got to like spin this narrative like, well, I don't have to be with my twin all the time. Totally. Like, we're different people. I'm on the cam, like, alone, just like rocking it. They're together, like, always, like, yes, being weird, doing pull. I'm like, just like.
That's an even better argument than the one I made. So, yeah, you get a exercise for prepared. I don't know if Handy really comes into play here.
I don't think so at all.
And like, there's probably a way we could, would one of y'all want to try to figure out a narrative way that you could be helping? Or,
well, I'm not a hologram, but Pill is, so
we're kind of too far away, man.
Me too.
I was thinking, like, are you like,
are, can we, like, run out of the,
are you watching the live stream, the maybe? Can you somehow give moral support here via phone or YouTube? Like, but y'all are pretty busy, I guess, with the Felucca stuff also. So.
Yeah. I mean, Pill just threw a bookshelf at an unsuspecting woman. So, yeah, we're kind of busy.
I mean, I was thinking that all the footage that we got in the library, Pill just automatically uploaded it, but uploaded it as crazy library prank. So, I mean, maybe that video, since it's the first one they did that wasn't a detective thing, actually got some hits. Maybe that's distracting for the
I love twins. That. I think that is absolutely canon. I think we're sort of cutting back a little in time. So I think this is happening more like while, like, Robin, yeah, is like sneaking into the and getting footage. So,
gotcha. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Then I say that I probably can't help.
Can't help.
Except I am watching the live stream simultaneously, and I did press a heart.
Would that be enough? Would a heart from Pill be enough to help out?
Well, maybe the Lacrim twins get a notification when we pass a certain number of views on a video. It's just like, or like, I don't know, just, okay, really jarring to them. Like, they have no like work-life balance, so like they're just like in the middle of it. It's just notifying them that we're getting more hits, and they're like, fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so Ricky, is that a rude role or a detective role for the help?
I mean, I want it to be a rude role, but would it be rude? Because I guess it's not quite detective. Oh, I did like that thing that people do with bots where it just, like, it comments so much that it, like, crashes the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you're going for. Okay, so that's definitely a rude,
yeah,
role.
Yeah.
That's 1d6. I'm going to say you are prepared. And you're not related to your talent?
If I agree with that, because it feels like something I've probably before.
Yeah, and you probably have some capacity to be a botnet on your own as a hologram in a weird way. Yeah. Okay, so roll 2d6 rude.
Wow.
Did you get double
sixes? What happens if I get double sixes?
If none of your dice succeed, it goes wrong.
That's fucking crazy.
That's the, I guess
these are the worst dice.
I guess you could roll 3 sixes and that would be worse, but that is very funny that you could, you, there's literally only one number you could roll to fail. it was a help roll, so I'm not gonna like drop anything super heavy on you. That just means, so where are we at with Roger? You have one for rolling and one,
yeah,
for prep.
Yes.
Okay. So roll 2d6, and you are trying to roll under your 4.
I got 2 twos.
Okay. That is, if 2 dice succeed, you do it well. Good job.
Hey.
Yeah. I think this is one of those ones where you don't, it's not something you see immediately, right? Like, the results of, but like, or like, on screen, maybe it's just shown by like, Orso doesn't like storm off or anything. She's still there for the channel. She's still working with her brother, but you can kind of see in her eyes, like, she's like, this fucking, like, or maybe she does blow up a little bit, right? Maybe that's the better way to frame it. Maybe she's like, she like sort of wheels around and is like, Azo, get the fuck off of that light post. Like, we're going. And Azo's like, wait, you're not even gonna like yell at the Dry Twin? Like, this, And Orso's just like, no, no, we're leaving. And Orso starts storming off before Azo even gets down. So Azo, like, scrambles to get down and is, like, picking up stuff that Orso has left behind.
Mm.
So there is definitely the potential for a serious rift here.
Well, what do? I kind of, like, jog up. I, like, try to catch up with Orso. I'm still trying to kind of, like, capitalize on this, like, little rift that I'm seeing. I put the live stream away because I'm just, like, trying to be, like, more personal, friendly, like, we're walking together. And I'm just like, your brother's, like, pretty weird.
Just the person that won't stop following them out of
like, what's up? Like, how's it going? I know that we have this, like, rivalry, but, like, you have, like, I don't know, you have a very popular YouTube channel, like, trying to...
What's up? You have a very popular
YouTube. This is going well, yeah.
No, I actually think that's really good. It kind of makes me realize that the Cry Twins are actually pretty fucking sociopathic.
We're all influencers here.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like I haven't shown on screen the fact I've just said it. So, I don't think there's a roller. I think Orso literally just, like, wheels around and just shoves you. Just like, stop fucking following me. Like, I am literally a bully. like, straight up knocks Roger over. And Azo catches up.
I almost take that as Orso being like, I'm the one who's the bully.
Yes.
Don't be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my brand.
All right. You're a bully. I'm just saying this on my back, looking at the sky. All right, you're a bully.
Fucking having a campaign again. Woo! It's been so long. I love the one shots, but yeah, doing prep, it's like, oh my god, I love this shit. I love this shit. Making up names and they're fucking weird, and I'm gonna make those into things that are people that are talking to other people, and there's gonna be secrets and surprises.
Love it. All of the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool and cute.
Excellent play on everyone's part also. Thank you for being engaged dweebs with my dumb bullshit.
thanks for running the dumb bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.